In this series, we're going to be talking about our first Tours de France. That's a pretty fluid term. It can mean the first Tour de France that we saw on the television, the first one that we witnessed in the flesh, the first one that we worked at, or the first one that we worked at in full. I think we're all making different choices or a range of choices.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. I mean, the first time I ever caught sight of the Tour de France was on television on a programme called World of Sport, which used to be broadcast on Saturday lunchtime on ITV in the UK. And I mean, I can't remember which year it was. It was probably 1983 or 1984. I remember. This is My First Tour, a four-part series for Friends of the Cycling Podcast.
Certainly for me, Lionel, it was 1984, because my most vivid memory is Robert Miller winning a stage. He'd won a stage in 83 as well, but it was 84 that I remember him winning at Gouzeau-Neige.
Now the plaque which sage is yours to go to the line. Miller can prepare himself now for the...
Get into the Tour de France mood with our memories of the great race spanning four decades.
Well, I think the first time I became aware of it, we used to go to a place on holiday, a place down in, near Perpignan, called Canet Plage. I vaguely remember them having a black and white TV in the house, and someone, I don't know whether it was my dad, although I doubt my dad would have known, but someone pointed to a guy with a ponytail and said it was Laurent Fignon.
Voilà, 200 mètres, c'est le retard de Laurent Fignon.
Laurent Fignon, maillot jaune du Tour de France.
Ça fait plus aucun doute. Maintenant, on va compter les secondes dans le sens inverse.
François remembers the first time he saw the Tour on television, the fateful day Tom Simpson died on Mont Ventoux in 1967. And then he recalls the first Tour he covered as a reporter nearly 20 years later.
The first kind of conscious memory I have of the Tour is 1967, I was six at the time.
Après-demain, jeudi 29 juin 1967, départ du 56e Tour de France, la plus célèbre course cycliste du monde.
The reason why I remember very vividly, the day when Simpson died in 1967, is that all of a sudden, normally the Tour on TV was just kind of a background to your life. You know, you were there playing, doing things, eating, and the Tour was on TV. Or on the radio, and all of a sudden I could tell something was happening because there was kind of tone of gravity on the guy commenting on the TV.
Respiration artificielle, masque à oxygène, les techniques de réanimation sont impuissantes. Simpson est toujours dans un état comateux, état qui nécessite une rapide évacuation sur le centre hospitalier d'Avignon.
Richard looks back at his first foreign holiday to see the Tour in the Alps in 1990.
One that was won by Greg LeMond, but in quite curious circumstances, really, for many reasons. I spoke to Greg LeMond last week.
Richard.
Hey,
how are you?
How are you?
Long time.
Well, the Roulard Classic, we saw each other briefly, didn't we?
Yeah, I know, but it's 9 months.
And it's interesting watching what is now very old footage of the Futuroscope theme park in particular, where footage that's now 30 years old is presenting a vision of the future as they see it, and it looks very dated.
Un nouveau regard sur le monde qui change.
Daniel takes us back to 1996 and the emergence of a certain Jan Ullrich, and to 2001 when Daniel himself qualified for the Best Young Journalist category.
Throughout the early 90s, I'd generally gone on holidays to France or maybe 94, 95 to Italy as well. In the period, so in early July in particular, mid-July, when the Tour was on. And one of the things I'd do when we were on holiday, I was a language student, so I'd get newspapers. I'd buy a French newspaper, most days, or an Italian newspaper when we were in Italy. And, I would look at the sports pages. That'd be the first thing I did. And I was aware of, obviously, Indurain, particularly, Miguel Indurain. So he'd won his first Tour in 1991.
The Tour de France is starting inside the hall here in Herzogenbosch, which from now on we will call Den Bosch.
And I reopened my diary from the scandal-hit 2006 Tour when I travelled around France in a camper van. Well, it was the first Tour that I covered in its entirety from start to finish, or almost finish. We didn't make it into Paris. Saturday, July the 1st, prologue, Strasbourg, 7.1 km individual time trial. Stage winner, Tor Hushov. Yellow jersey, Tor Hushov. I wait at the Cofidis bus for Bradley Wiggins, who has just made his Tour de France debut with a ride that will turn out to be good enough for 16th place. After a few minutes, he pops his head out and beckons for me to join him on board. I look at the team mechanic, who shrugs indifferently, as if to say, well, if he says it's okay, it's okay. And then I duck under the rope and hop up the stairs. To sign up as a friend of the podcast, go to thecyclingpodcast.com/friends. It costs £15 for the year, and there's already a number of episodes to listen to on the Friends of the Podcast feed. Thanks for supporting the Cycling Podcast. We'll see you in Nice.